This is WUWM. I'm Annalise Henzel. Could jobs be headed to Milwaukee's north side? A local businessman is hopeful, and he's talking with others. Tim Sullivan used to lead manufacturing giant Bucyrus. Now he heads Rev Group, a firm headquartered in Milwaukee that makes vehicles such as ambulances and buses. It has a bid on a contract with the Postal Service to build vans, and Sullivan says the north side would be perfect because of its huge labor pool. Many manufacturers once located there have moved or gone out of business. Today, unemployment is high in some neighborhoods. So is poverty and crime. It's all blamed for the violence that erupted this month around Sherman Park. I asked Sullivan whether manufacturers have a responsibility to create jobs where they're lacking.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a responsibility, but it's certainly, I think, the prudent thing to do. You know, it used to be, if you build it, they will come. That's not really the case with manufacturing. You need to seek out where labor is and basically take your business to the labor. I made the comment a couple of days ago that, you know, when we spent $250 million building the plant that we did in South Milwaukee, we felt that the labor from the area would come to South Milwaukee and work in South Milwaukee. I think that was a mistake. I think we should have put a facility in the north side of Milwaukee right in the heart of where there's significant labor in the city.
A few years back, you talked about the skills gap, and you headed a special panel for the governor looking into the skills gap. Is there a skills gap on Milwaukee's north side? And if so, is that causing hesitation among some businesses when they're deciding whether to locate there?
Yes and no. I think it depends on the jobs that people have available. The type of work that we had at Bucyrus did require a fairly high level of skill, which required a great deal of training. The jobs that we provide today do not require a lot of skills. It's basically assembly type work of vehicles, which does not require a high degree of skill, as you know, be it a welder or a machinist. These are basically assembly jobs. And assembly jobs are really classified as semi-skilled, which require minimal training. And that's why it's absolutely perfect, because the type of things that we do are literally the types of things that were done on the north side before with companies like A.O. Smith and Tower Automotive. So it makes great sense for us to tap into that labor pool if we can.
And you're hopeful that if a Postal Service contract comes through, that will create hundreds of jobs.
Yeah, that's one. And, you know, that one I think would be, you know, really perfect for us in the north side of Milwaukee. We're putting together a task force of CEOs to look at the north side and employment opportunities for a wide range of companies. Until we get companies willing to come into the north side and establish job opportunities, you know, we just don't think we're gonna move the needle. We're just not gonna really correct the situation that evolved when the jobs went away.
At the start of our conversation, you steered away from the concept of it being a corporation's responsibility to make a difference in a struggling neighborhood. But when you're talking about moving the needle on the north side, it sounds as though you do feel an obligation to bring about change there.
Yeah, I do, you know, but it's got to make sense for the individual business. For us, it makes sense. And I think there's probably other businesses also that it does make sense. I just think that, you know, we have to get the best people and the best minds around the table and figure out a good plan of action to get involved in where those labor pools are and try to get them reengaged.
Thank you for taking the time to talk about this morning, and we'll check back with you.
My pleasure. Let's hope we can get something moving up there.
Tim Sullivan is CEO of Rev Group. The company is headquartered in Milwaukee and makes a range of motor vehicles, including ambulances, shuttle buses, and street sweepers. Sullivan used to head Bucyrus, a mining manufacturer in South Milwaukee.